Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast
of Universal
Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude our third and fourth message of the girls from Garabandal, Spain, from the early 60s, the apparition site that we've been visiting the last 2 days. As we conclude our visit here today, our practice will be in the Gospel of Matthew this morning, as we can continue our work in chapter 13 with verses 36 through 40. Then, dismissing the crowds, Jesus went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age." I'm amazed at the history here in Garabandal as we conclude our second visit in less than 6 months. The picture in today's study shows the area the girls would venture to get to the place called the Pines, where the girls would walk towards in a complete ecstasy while keeping their eyes on the Blessed Mother. Notice the difficulty of stones and jagged edges they had to walk on, while maintaining a constant vision of looking upwards. Witnesses say they would seemingly glide along the ground as if they were floating without stumbling or looking down. Many people would try and distract them by pushing them, pricking them with needles, and or trying to be lifted by big men, yet nothing would distract them. Nobody could move them or make any changes to their appearances by doing such things. In my opinion, this gives weight to the divine, where the truth resides in the beauty of knowing how to be by the hand of Jesus. Today we conclude with the final two messages the Holy Mother gave the girls. Be blessed. Amen. Maria Dolores Mazan and Jacinta Gonzalez, 13 years old, gives the following testimony. The third message was given to us on June 23rd, 1962. The Virgin has told us the world continues the same, that it has not changed at all. Few will see God. They are so few that it causes the Virgin much sorrow. What a pity that it does not change. The Virgin told us that the chastisement is coming, seeing that the world is not changing. The cup is filling up. How sad the Virgin was, although she didn't let us see it because she loves us so much and she suffers alone. She is so good. Be good, everyone, so that the Virgin will be happy. She told us that we who are good should pray for those who are bad. Let us pray to God for the world, for those who do not know Him. Be good. Be very good, everyone. The fourth message comes from Conchita Gonzalez, gives the following testimony for the fourth message. Our Lady's message was given on June 18, 1965. Since my message of October 18, 1961 has not been complied with and has not been made much known to the world, I will tell you that this is the last one. Before the chalice was filling, now it is overflowing. Many cardinals, many bishops, and many priests are on the path of perdition, and they take many souls with them to the Eucharist. There is given less and less importance. We should avoid the wrath of God on us by our good efforts. If you ask for pardon with sincere souls, God will pardon you. It is I, your mother, who through the intercession of Saint Michael, wish to say that you amend. that you are already in the last warnings, and that I love you much and do not want your condemnation. Ask us sincerely, and we will give to you. You should sacrifice more. Think of the passion of Jesus. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for every situation that we have ever prayed for in the past. And we close today in the beauty of the silence of the others that have nobody to pray for. We do this on a daily basis. We pray for all of those affected. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 with verses 37 through 40. This is a two stanza poem. It's titled, Devil Sows the Enemy Revealed. Crowds dismissed, approaching disciples asked, Field of weeds, parable explain. Seed good sowed, man's son tasked. World's field kingdom, children's seed good remain. One evil is children of the weeds. Devil sows the enemy revealed to see. Age's end is harvest to concede. Burned collection are the weeds. Sealed of age's end will be. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's March 10th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 7:28 a.m. Spain time. Amen. Our message today is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, to close in the beauty of living in a redemptive state, and continue to ask people to pray for us in our travels as we continue our travels through Spain and Portugal for the next week. And we continue to lift up our spouses, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We close today at 8:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Hope all is well with my good friends, John and Mary. Blessings of peace. Amen.